This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, an ongoing issue that we haven't been hearing quite enough about is the famine in the Horn of Africa. Now, we haven't talked about it for a little while, but it is still all going on. Freelance journalist Nicole Partridge has come in to give us a bit of an update on the situation. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks so much for coming in.
That's okay.
Now, you've got a bit of a background in working with this kind of issue, haven't you?
I have.
You've worked in various sort of aid charities before?
Yes. So I worked with World Vision for 10 years and Opportunity International for 6 years. And I've travelled through Africa, so I have a bit of an idea of what's going on.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing some of that with us. Now, firstly, this famine, how long has it been going on for? What has actually caused this?
Okay, well, look, the first we heard about the Somalian famine was July this year, and that's when the UN announced that two regions of southern Somalia had been affected. And then again in August, the UN declared a famine in three additional areas. So now there's apparently six regions that are affected by famine. And so although the problem has been brewing for some time, the official declaration didn't come out until mid-year, and that was when we read it, you know, in the media. When the UN declare a famine, what they're looking at are key indicators such as mortality, malnutrition and hunger. And for famine to be declared, malnutrition in children needs to be over 30%. But in some parts of Somalia, it's over 50%.
So that's huge.
It's massive. So one in two children are severely malnourished.
Oh, that's dreadful.
And children are the most vulnerable, you know, in these sorts of situations. And the latest statistic is that there are 4 million Somalians, which is half the population, who are affected by this famine. The UN warns that if it continues on, that 750,000 Somalians are at risk of starving to death in the coming months.
750,000, was it?
750,000.
Are at risk of starving to death.
So they had a famine back in 1991, and I think there was something like 250,000 deaths, you know, due to hunger or starvation. So this is just massive. And I guess, you know, you mentioned about the factors contributing to the famine. For a start, Somalia is experiencing one of the worst droughts in 60 years, which has wiped out the food supply to about 11 million people. No rain means no food and no crops, and the food that is available is being highly inflated. And then another contributing factor is the restriction on aid groups. And I don't know if you've heard, but there's a militant Islamic group called Al-Shabaab who are linked to Al-Qaeda, and they've taken control of a number of areas, including Mogadishu. And so they're not letting a lot of the agencies go in.
Is that right?
But interestingly enough, after the global pressure was put on them, they've now withdrawn from Mogadishu. So I've been told by UNHCR that they've now withdrawn, the food aid is able to get in, and they're even helping to distribute the food aid.
Okay. Now, I understand, too, a lot of people have left Somalia, haven't they?
Yes.
And is that partly why? Because the aid, they have to go to Kenya or somewhere to get help.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are some people still in Somalia, and there are displaced people's camps in Somalia, but hundreds of thousands of refugees are making the trek into Kenya and Ethiopia in search of food. Sadly, many are dying along the way or they're being attacked by bandits. One woman I read about recently, 20-year-old woman, told a journalist that she was raped in Somalia and then she was raped again in Kenya, and the rapist left her naked in the desert. And this is the kind of stuff that these people are facing. Just, they're already traumatised. They've already lost children. They're already severely malnourished and hungry and in search of food and then being attacked on their way to get help.
Mm.
So it's just incredible.
That's terrible. And so what then are the main needs on the ground?
Look, there's a number of things. I guess it's all the fundamentals to survival, and malnutrition is obviously a very big problem. So agencies are blanket feeding people, and that is a kind of porridge that has vitamins in it, and they're giving that to children under the age of 5 and pregnant women. There's also distribution of non-food items, tents, sleeping mats, blankets, kitchen sets, jerry cans, medical supplies. This is all the basic stuff that people need just to survive. Water is also a problem, and I spoke to Naomi Steer, who's the CEO of UNHCR, and she was saying that she saw a lot of kids who had skin sores simply because they hadn't been able to bathe. There's just not access to clean water.
Mm. So she had just been there?
She had just come back from Somalia. And, you know, she told me a few different stories, but one particular story was a woman who'd lost her husband and father due to the shelling of their house. She, with her children had trekked 700 kilometres to get to a refugee camp. One of her children had kwashiorkor, which is when they're severely swollen. It's like edema. And she said she'd never seen anything like this before. And this poor woman was just camped in the dust with nothing, wondering what she was going to feed her children.
Mm-hmm. And so, Nicole, how are the aid agencies coping with this? I mean, has the response been adequate? Are they making a dent in things, or is it just hopeless?
Look, I think initially when the famine hit and the media reports went out, the response was good, but Naomi tells me that global apathy has taken over, and I'm told that most of the appeals are only half funded, which is really interesting. And, you know, you reflect back on perhaps the Ethiopian famine and then former famines that have happened in Somalia, and the global response was just huge. You know, we saw the Band-Aid or the Heal Africa, you know, all these different people rallied around and raised lots of money.
Do you think it's got something to do with the global financial crisis?
I absolutely think it's got to do with the global financial crisis. I think that we're, look, I don't want to criticise anybody, but I think sometimes we're a bit more concerned about what's happening with our shares than we are about that little child who's not going to reach his fifth birthday at the moment, you know. So I think it's about getting things back into perspective. And what we've got to remember with a place like Somalia is that it's not a quick fix. This is a long-running emergency, and I'm told that at least until August 2012, and they need this cash flow to keep the thing going.
Okay. So people are listening, and hopefully they've been moved and they want to do something. Point us in the right direction. I mean, I know there's a lot of aid agencies out there. You've obviously worked in the industry. What would you recommend people do if they want to give or they want to do something?
Okay, well, look, from a Christian perspective, I think we're told not to ignore the plight of the hungry, the widows and the orphans. I think the first thing that we can do is to pray for an end to the conflict, pray for an end to violence and for peace to return to Somalia, because they've had a long-standing civil war, and really we just need to be praying for that. We can also support agencies who are on the ground working there, like UNHCR. And, for example, $50 given to UNHCR might provide a therapeutic feeding kit, and that will feed about 5 children. $100 will provide a survival kit that has a blanket, mattress, kitchen set, stove and soap. So UNHCR is a good place, and I've just got the website address for them if anybody wants to make a donation.
What is it?
So that's www.unrefugees.com.au.
UNrefugees.com.au.
Yeah. And also World Vision have been working on the ground there as well. So if anybody wants to make a donation to World Vision, they can go to www.worldvision.com.au.
Wow, it's a little overwhelming, isn't it?
It is overwhelming.
Yeah, but thanks for giving us some ideas, Nicole, of how we can help out. And those websites, again, if anyone wants them, and I hope that you do, unrefugees.com.au, that's the UNHCR, or worldvision.com.au. Thanks so much, Nicole.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.